and check that back in.
KB2HXSW4DJW.
Hey, Dave. How are you?
I was doing good, moving mulch, and then the rain came. And now, I'm kind of waiting it out. I was making good progress till the rain came in.
I had a couple of customers this morning, and then I got home. I beat it back to the house to beat the rain a little bit. Hey, I was talking to a gentleman on here a little bit ago, and he was letting his son talk on the radio while he was sitting there. What are the rules on that with a third party like that?
So I looked him up because I heard that. I was out of breath, and I was sitting here and finishing up eating my candy bar and drinking my ice water. So I have a PDF file of Part 97. Part 97 has five parts in it. The first two parts, Parts 1 and 2, or A and B, have two parts to each one of them, and the other three have one part to each of them. The only thing that it says about what the amateur radio operator responsibility is versus the third party is that it doesn't put any restrictions on what the third party can say, right, other than it has to be amateur radio related. And then it does say that at the end of the third party's transmission that the station owner or station operator has to give out his call sign and say that that was third party traffic, and that's it. It's been amended five times since 1987, so there might have been a point in time. The last amendment was November 15th, 2006. So it has been amended several times. It could have it contained the information that says that the third party is not allowed to say the station ID, but that's no longer a requirement. They can say whatever they want to say as long as it's amateur radio related. And the station operator has to give out their call sign and say that was third party at the end of the third party's transmission.
I wasn't exactly sure about it. I know, you know, I've done it years and years ago, but I didn't know what changed. Okay, so we were legal then.
He was perfectly legal, except for the part, you know, where it's got to be amateur radio related. So the part that was, and it's just a learning curve, right? Nobody's going to jump on anybody for that, but like you said, it's not CB radio, it's ham radio. And that's all I'll say about that.
Yeah, no. I just wanted to make sure that we were within the scope of, you know, of the FCC or whatever. Yeah, okay, so that the gentleman had an ID himself, and then his son could have talked, and then he had an ID at the end of the conversation. All right, cool. All right, now I know. Thank you, Dave.
Anytime. I didn't know either. I mean, I've read it several times before, but there's nuances that you don't pay attention to until somebody brings it to your attention. So that's why I looked it up. I was kind of curious myself. And so I appreciate you keeping that, you know, at the forefront of everybody's brain. That's a good idea to do that.
You got to teach the young hams out there, you know. But no, I know when they do field day and stuff, you know, it's they get the young kids up there to talk on, on the field day radios and whatnot. That's just, you know, same kind of procedure, you know. You know, especially when they have, like, Christmas Island set up for Santa Claus and, you know, and Christmas time and all that kind of stuff. You know, you get the kids on the radio to talk to Santa.
And, you know, they're not going to push it to the letter, right? They let a lot of bad stuff go by, and that's not really bad stuff. So, I mean, it's good to know what the rules are, and it's good to follow the rules. But nobody's going to get nitpicky about stuff like that.
Realize that. I just, you know, I didn't want to say for sure. I was 100% sure. That's why I referenced you. I said, well, you know, if he was on, he would know. You know, so I appreciate that. All right, so what we did was fine. Excellent.
Yeah, I would have jumped in there, but you didn't want to hear me talk with my mouth full. And I was kind of out of breath.
Take it easy over there. Go get some rest. I'm going to go back to my radar. It looks like the storm is running below us a little bit and is blowing on through. So looks like we're just going to get some rain. I don't think we'll get anything severe.
Yeah, I got a little bit left. I got one more bucket load out of my back of my truck to clean out a mulch. And then I was going to wash it out and get it ready for tomorrow when the rain came. So now I'm just kind of waiting to clean up. And I was watching the weather radar, too. From what I can tell, it's not going to be gone till after 6.
Okay, where are you getting your mulch from?
Twin Bridges. It's down there between, I don't know if you've been here long enough to know where the old Silver Fox was. That was a bar that burned down on Wade Hampton, just the Greer side of Taylor's on Wade Hampton, between that Silver Fox and the post office that's right there next to that big church, the Taylor's post office. Right in between there, there's a flat spot, and there's two bridges that trains go underneath of, and when it rains, you can hear the trains going under those bridges. When it's not going to rain, you can't hear them, unless you're really close to them. But I can even hear them from here, and I used to live in Avon Park where Jimmy lives. That's where I grew up, in that neighborhood that he lives in. And when it was going to rain, you could hear those trains under the twin bridges, and that's where the nursery is, and they have topsoil, all kinds of different mulch. They got a lot of stuff, plants that you can buy, trees that you can buy, all kind of good stuff.
Oh, okay. I think I know where that is, because we were going to go down to the one off of Buncombe down here. Behind Honeywell, there's a place down there that has mulch. I think there's another station trying to get in. KB2HXS for ID. Anybody else out there trying to get in?
I heard it too, and it might be a temperature inversion with a storm coming in. But Steve was telling me about that place, and I did. Going out past the airport, I saw a huge mountain of mulch right after the hurricane. A huge mountain of mulch behind the airport. And I wondered what they were going to do with that. That's probably what happened. And that's probably why the price of mulch is so low right now.
I think I doubled with you. All right, well, what is it going? Are you paying by the bucket load, or how does that work over there?
You pay by the scoop. And a scoop is about a cubic yard. And they're dyed brown. I don't know what their dyed black is, but their dyed stuff is like $35 a scoop, and a scoop is one cubic yard. And the non-dyed stuff, that's just naturally brown, is $18 a scoop, half the price. So I got the dyed stuff for the front of the house, and I got the non-dyed stuff for the back of the house. But you get a cubic yard of mulch is a lot of mulch.
I bet. All right, Dave, I'm going to duck out of here. You have a good afternoon. Catch you later. KP2HXS will be gone. Thanks, Dave.
All right, good talking to you. Have a good one. Catch you later. KP2HXS W4DJW Clear.